MOOSEJAWTODAY. Com, it seems like when it rains, it pours when it comes to the Moose Jaw Miller Express as of late. One night after dropping a hard-fought one-run game to the Okotoks Dogs in Okotoks, the Miller Express fell behind early and were unable to get the bats going, eventually dropping a 16-3 decision in Western Canadian Baseball League action. Moose Jaw has now dropped a game below .500 in the East Division standings at 21-22 and have a single win in their last 10. They're now 8.5 games back of the Regina Red Sox for first and a game back of the Saskatoon Berries for third in the division, while remaining 8 games up on the final playoff spot. Okotoks wasted little time getting going, taking a 4-1 lead out of the first inning and keeping the pressure on from there, going up 7-1 through 3 and 9-1 through 5 before tacking on 7 more runs the next 2 innings. The Express got 2 back in the 8th but would get no closer. Moose Jaw had only 5 hits on the night, with Thomas Soto getting a pair of them. Nate Mensick was 1-for-3 with a run scored and a run batted in. As the score would indicate, it was a tough night on the mound for the Express pitchers. Ethan Merck got the start and allowed 7 runs on 6 hits over 2 1/3 before Weston Walls tossed the next 3 and gave up 6 runs on 6 hits. Drew Sorrentino went 1 2/3 and allowed 3 runs and 3 hits before Jacob Keyless finished things off with a scoreless 8th. Brock Townsend started for Okotoks and allowed a run on 3 hits over 5 innings before 4 relievers combined to shut things down the rest of the way. Barry Eisman, Connor Krausen and Lou Anderson all hit home runs for the Dogs, with Anderson knocking in 4 runs and Krausen and Eisman 3 apiece. Tucker Zadunich crossed the plate 3 times. The WCBL All-Star Game is set for Saturday night in Okotoks, with the Miller Express back in action on Sunday night when the Regina Red Sox are in town. Game time is 7 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.